Finally, let's experience the grandeur, luxury, and beauty of the large public spaces that Augustus and his successors built in Rome. As we have said, they turned it from a city of brick to a city of marble. Exit this gallery and go back out into the large main courtyard filled with sculpture and people. Look around. What do you notice as you enter this Roman courtyard? What makes this space impressive and grand? What do you feel invited to do here? Sit? Meditate? Read? Play? Look at the other people in this space. What are they doing? Jot down some of their activities in your notebook. Now, look around the whole courtyard. Why do you think it is so popular with visitors? Jot down two or three reasons. Listen to the music while you do so. Now, look at how the white marble pillars mark off this space. They separate the large rectangular center from the walkways around the sides. Note the lofty ceiling above and the intricately patterned marble floor below. In some ways, this space resembles an ancient Roman forum, where men went to conduct business and administer the laws. But other features, like some of the lively sculpture and the large fountain, also suggest a public garden or a public bath. The space also recalls the large public rooms of wealthy Roman houses, in which owners greeted their clients and subordinates. This space, then, is not exactly like any one kind of Roman building. It is rather a generic Roman room with features of several different kinds. The statues in the room are another feature of Roman decor, but the Romans would not have mixed so many different kinds of sculptures together like this. Instead, the Romans chose statuary to suit particular spaces. For example, look for the two colossal statues of Hercules facing each other across the courtyard. One is youthful, and the other is bearded and weary and missing his arms. These were once in a huge public bathhouse built by Nero in the 1st century AD. But other sculptures, like the three nude Graces dancing with arms linked near the youthful Hercules, would have been more suitable for a garden. Another Roman idea we see here is playing with the contrast of inside versus outside. Remember the first bedroom of Fannius Sinister? This courtyard is inside, but it feels like we're outside. Now, consider the large black fountain near the center of the courtyard. This is modern, but putting the element of water into this space is also very Roman. Imagine walking around a hot public space in Rome. Why do you think the Romans often put water in fountains, pools, and streams into public spaces like this? Finally, as you walk around this large central courtyard, consider this. In your own home, do you yourself prefer the simplicity and restraint urged by Augustus, or the exuberance and luxury that many Romans could afford? Thinking then about your own taste, find in this courtyard another sculpture you like. Read its label, note when we think it was made and where it was found. Then use these bits of information to decide what would be the best sort of location for it according to your own taste. Would you put it in a forum in the center of a city? In a public garden or park? In a public bath or gymnasium? In the private courtyard of a city house, or in the garden of a country villa by the sea? When you have chosen a specific location for your statue, create a scene in which to place it and imagine its surroundings. What else would enhance either its simplicity or its luxuriousness? Would it stand high above people walking by, lower down at eye level, or on the ground below our eyes? Would there be any other statues nearby? Fountains, plants and trees, benches? Is your scene a crowded cityscape or a quiet country spot? In your notebook, either sketch your chosen sculpture and the surroundings you imagine for it, or write a descriptive paragraph sketching in words both the sculpture and its imagined setting. Explain your choices. This is the last stop on this tour, but this courtyard and the two galleries you have been walking through on tracks 4 through 9 contain many objects that tell of the luxury and pleasure of life in Rome after Augustus. You may enjoy walking around this courtyard or going back to the earlier gallery to examine some of these luxuries. They are all evidence of the prosperity that came with the Roman peace and of the extent of Roman power in the Mediterranean world. Augustus may have wanted a return to old Roman virtues, but he also wanted Rome to look like the most important city in the world. And he wanted to unify the empire by promoting certain artistic images and styles. We moderns have imitated ancient Roman style in public buildings like this museum. Such imitation suggests that we also value the power, the sense of public duty, and the determination that marked the Romans. On your way home from the museum, look for other buildings whose columns and decorations recall the grandeur of ancient Rome.